25. Falling away from grace. Matthew 11:6. Am I aware of my need to stand firm in my faith so that I don't fall away? Blessed is the man who does not fall away on account of me. Insight. There are those who believe we cannot fall away from grace in Christ, lose salvation, those that believe we can, and those that believe if you fall away, you were never really a true believer to begin with. I really wanted to believe that I could never fall away, but I had to ask myself, if it were not possible, or if I have no responsibility in it, then why did Jesus warn us about it? And if it could only happen to false believers, then why is there over 66 other passages warning us to hold firmly so that we don't fall away? If these do not apply, then why are they in the Bible? In Christ, I have a future inheritance of, quote, salvation. See Colossians 3:24 and 1 Peter 1:3-9, by God's free gift of grace alone, see Ephesians 2:8, which makes me, quote, saved. However, I really have an inheritance, not actual or full salvation yet. See Romans 8:24-25. I am sealed with His Holy Spirit, and salvation is now reserved for me. But I don't attain it fully until I have stood firm to the end. See Matthew 24:13, 2 Timothy 2:12, and Revelation 3:11. Then Jesus allows me to eat from the tree of life. See Revelation 2:7. My inheritance is His gift, and I did nothing to earn it. However, I still believe I can fall away from the faith through neglect, false teaching, pride, or disowning Jesus, and that I have a responsibility to work out my salvation. See Philippians 2:12. Like Paul, I do not presume to have taken hold of it yet. See Philippians 3:13. And like Paul, I believe it would be arrogant of me to say I could never fall away. See Romans 11:20-21 and 1 Corinthians 10:11-12. But does that mean I'm now earning my future salvation if it's dependent on me in some way to keep it? No. Let's say a wealthy man grafts you into his will and says you will inherit his $10 million second home when he dies as a gift. He lets you go ahead and move in now, and all he asks in return is that you maintain it. He even gives you a cleaning, maintenance, and improvement budget as well. He then promises that no one will take the home or sell it out from under you if you care for it. If you agree to the maintenance terms, are you now earning the free gift? No, you are maintaining the gift, and you can't even take credit for that because he gave you the money for it. But suppose you become complacent and start leaving the doors open when you leave, having questionable individuals over, or spending the maintenance money and your time on other things at the neglect of caring for the house. would he not be justified in taking back your inheritance since you lost respect for it and you didn't do his will in the agreement? Yes, he would. The truth is that while we did nothing to earn the gift of salvation, we do still have an obligation to maintain the gift with the grace he has given us. See Romans 8:12. We need to get over this satanic lie that we have nothing to do, and that if we dare do anything, we are, quote, earning our salvation. The Bible says that only those that do God's will make it to heaven. See Matthew 7:21 and 1 John 2:17. The way I see it, if you take that, quote, do out, you don't make it to heaven. But remember, no one can do God's will apart from God's enabling grace. So at no time can it be said that we earned anything by our, quote, doing. However, if we don't do our part, empowered by his grace, the time will come when it will be said that we squandered or trampled his gift and grace. The salvation gift, saving grace, see Romans 3:23 through 24, comes first. Then our obligation to maintain that gift is met with his second gift, enabling grace. See Colossians 1:29. So what happens if we neglect this gift of salvation, or if we squander his grace? See the terrifying words of Hebrews 10:26 through 31. These six verses, John 6:39, John 10:28 through 29, Romans 8:38 through 39, 2 Corinthians 1:22, Ephesians 1:13 through 14, and Jude 1:24, all say no one or nothing can take us out of Jesus' hand. But that doesn't mean we can't remove ourselves. These verses are true, but they presume our humble dependence upon God's grace and our need to hold firmly to the faith and remain in his love. See John 15:5 through 7 and Jude 1:21. I can't say I have attained salvation until I stand firm to the very end. I don't know what tests of my faith may lay ahead. If the government turns against me and I renounce my faith in Christ, I lose my inheritance. This calls for deep humility before God, not the arrogance of saying, I could never fall away. See 1 Corinthians 10:12 and Romans 11:19 through 22. The 66 verses below, 10 times as many as above, show that standing firm is truly a teamwork effort between us and Christ in us. Paul never said, Jesus did it all and I had no part, or I'm covered under grace, so I'm good regardless. He had a vital role. See 1 Corinthians 9:24 through 27 and 2 Timothy 4:7. We must believe what the Bible teaches, not just what we suppose or passionately want to believe. Now, I cannot recommend enough that you indeed scroll down where you will see the list of all 66 of these scriptural warnings about holding firmly to our faith. In addition to all the related content, one of my most popular videos, watched hundreds of thousands of times, is the verse-by-verse Can You Lose Your Salvation video. I've included that for you below as well. In addition to the updated version that I made from that video in a PDF document you can download right below this course option for free called Once Saved, Always Saved. And it is, again, a deeper verse-by-verse study to remove all the confusion out of the doctrine of eternal security. May God bless you as you listen and read.